following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Us, Mendon Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, community people you know.
Community people you know.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Superstation Sports Center.
Good afternoon. I'm Mike Will, the Sports Center update on ESPN. Offensive lineman Tom Van Hott of Hastings College has been named to the AFCA NAIA Coaches All-America football team. Van Hott helped lead the Broncos to a 6-4 record this year, 5-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. He played his high school ball at Omaha Gross. Patrick Opperman hit two free throws with 7 seconds remaining last night to give Hastings High a 47-46 victory over Columbus. The Tigers rallied from a 7-point deficit in the final 4 minutes to claim their second straight victory. Hastings got to the line by forcing a turnover with under 10 seconds to play. Tiger head coach Scott Rosno.
Well, it took a team effort. You know, I know the ball ended up in Pat Opperman's hands, and that's great for us and great for him. But it did take all five guys that are out on the floor. It takes everybody understanding what we're trying to do with that particular press scheme. And he was the beneficiary, which definitely is a benefit to us because he's a nice free throw shooter to have at the line.
Cade Wilkie led the way with 12 points. Opperman finished with 11. Hastings is now 2-2. They'll play at York on Saturday. Elsewhere in boys basketball from last night, Harvard beat Dorchester 57-44. Heartland Lutheran defeated McCool Junction 52-36. Superior knocked off Franklin 55-45. Kearney beat Grand Island Northwest 62-51. Kennesaw got by Amherst 49-45. And Ravenna edged Kearney Catholic in two overtimes 69-65. The Hastings High girls lost to Columbus last night 69-44. The Tigers got outscored 16-4 in the second quarter. Marika Van Brocklin had 12 points for Hastings. Zoe Mays pitched in with 11. Hastings is now 0-4. They'll play at York on Saturday. Meanwhile, Chanel Farmer and Jamie Williams combined for 29 points to lead Hastings St. Cecilia to a 67-30 win over Wood River last night. Farmer had 15, Williams added 14 as St. Cecilia improves to 3-1 in the season. Hawkettes will play at Sandy Creek next Thursday. That's sports.
You and your friends will always have a good time at O'Malley's on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Roll in for Monday Night Football, $1.75 draws and 350 pitchers of PBR and Keystone Light. Rehash your fantasy football weekend with bartender Steph. On Tuesday night, Coors Light and Miller Lite bottles are just 2.25. And don't forget Burger Night each and every Wednesday. $2.25 burgers, $1.50 fries and onion chips, and $5 pitchers. Any night of the week, a good night to have fun with you and your friends at O'Malley's.
And we're back on the Doug and Danny Show here from Look What's Cooking on the brinks of the downtown Kearney Center as we're into our second hour today on ESPN Radio. Glad to have you along with us. We've had some great guests, and we're going to continue that with Russ Hochstein of the Denver Broncos. And we're going to be talking with Josh Howgie of the Tri-City Storm. And we're looking forward to that. They got a big win last night, 7-1 the victory, scoring 5 goals in the third period. Kenny Brooks, Tim Lappin each picked up a couple of goals. And in the last week, we've talked to Coach Shenick. We had Kirk Brooks on yesterday. It's one of those times, the smaller the community, I think, the harder it hits too, Tony, when you talk about any kind of a change with a player or a coach or even selling the building. We've had all of that here over the 12 years of the Storm.
Yeah, Coach Howgie joins us right now on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, congratulations, first off, on the opportunity to take over this team. I know it's not how you wanted to take over this team, but nonetheless, you're in charge.
Yeah, exactly. It's definitely not the way you want to get a job, but when you get an opportunity, you got to make the most of it, and that's what I hope to do here.
Yeah, you come in. There were lots of reasons they wanted you to be a part of this this hockey team, just to get you on as an assistant, and then things didn't start off right. Everybody's got a different reason of why it didn't. Injuries seems to be at the top of everybody's list. What has happened to the team the first two and a half months that
just hasn't allowed it to click, because they have been in some games right before this went down, three-game losing streak, and they were in all three.
Yeah, you know, it comes to a point where you need something to get you over that hurdle, and we were in every ball game there. We're making plays, but just not enough. And for whatever reason, now we're finding ways to win these games, and that's what we need to do. It doesn't matter how you get it done. You just got to find a way.
Now, Kirk Brooks talked about maybe a different style that you would bring. That he said neither right or wrong. He said you have a different style of hockey that you see maybe fits better with Kurt than what Drew had in his. What's a different style of hockey to you?
Well, we're going to take some chances. I think first and foremost that I want our guys to be able to be creative and be able to make plays and to not be worried about turning the puck over. And I think we're going to try to get up and down the ice, play with a lot of pace. And, you know, that's what I like to watch when I watch hockey. And that's the way we coach, is a fast-paced game that, you know, is physical and we play hard.
Every once in a while, I have a kid take a skate off and try and stab somebody in the neck. I like that.
Josh, one of my contentions, and we didn't get too deep into it with Kirk yesterday and with you still being fairly new to the organization, is that I've asked him in the past, I asked Drew in the past, there's always been a lot of turnover with this team. You got to have some consistency as well, whether it's via the trade or whether it's injury. You got to have some consistency. What's it take to get the consistency with this team now that you're going to get into a little bit of a hot streak and then you're going to go to Christmas break for a couple weeks?
Well, we just got to have a standard and hold everybody to that standard. And I think it's a level of accountability and a level of detail that we need to, you know, have in our practices. And if we set that in the practice, and then it's just going to carry over to the game. And I think that's the big thing for us, is whether we're doing a pregame skate or whether we're doing, you know, a Monday first skate back after Christmas break, we're gonna hold them to a standard, and we're gonna push the pace, and we're gonna, you know, make sure guys are working.
You get anybody back after the break?
Yeah, I mean, all our injuries, everybody should be healthy, you know, barring anything that happens on Saturday night's game right after break.
Josh Howgie, the head coach of the Tri-City Storm and general manager as well. What about that? You're not just the head coach, you're also the GM. That takes some new responsibilities along with it.
This whole week, there's just been a lot of stuff learning, and you know, the changeover here. It's a lot of things that I never thought I'd be doing this year. I thought I was gonna, you know, come to Kearney, learn the ropes for a year, and then hopefully Drew would move on and then get an opportunity maybe down the road, whenever that would be. So. It's a great problem to have. I'm excited about it, but at the same point, a lot of stuff I didn't think I'd be dealing with at all.
And Kirk said to us yesterday, because I said there was no interim tag on this, sometimes you see a mid-season change, you see interim, we'll see how it goes, and then if things go well, they take that tag off. If they don't go well, then they clean house. He says, no, I told Josh it's his job to lose. Is that what he told you?
That's exactly what he said, and you know, I've kind of taken that to heart. For any coaching job I have, I mean, when you get that opportunity, it's just like if you're a starting goaltender, you know, you're on the power play, it's your job to lose. You get that opportunity, you got to make the most of it, and if you don't have success, you know, people are going to be looking to take that job from you.
Have you saw the light come on for some kids to know, let them know that they can play at this level the last couple weeks for anybody that's maybe stepping up, playing differently than they had since they've been here?
Well, I think Timmy Lappin and Tim Bonner, the two Tims here, they were outstanding last night, and they're really taking the next step. Heike Lietis has been great for us as well. There's a lot of guys that are going the right direction, and you know, obviously Trevor Moore has been a stud for us.
Can we get this team back in playoff contention?
Yeah, I mean that's our goal here. We're taking it one game at a time, and you know, trying to get back, you know, first get out of the eighth spot. But I mean, I wouldn't have took the job if I didn't think we're going to win.
And a lot of Western Division conference competition as opposed to playing a lot in the East to start things off. The difference between playing some teams that you need to beat to move up the chain, you can move up the ladder a lot quicker if you're playing guys in your own division.
Right. It's a four-point game every night. We can take two from them and give us two. So each game is huge for us, and you know, we don't have any leeway right now. Every game's important. You know, we gave up those games early, so we gotta make up for them now.
Let me follow that up, because that's an interesting point. You want the kids to go out, take chances, be free. Yet now, they're still in the back of your mind. There's some pressure. They got catching up to do.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely do. But I mean, all we control is the hand that we got dealt here. And you know, we're eight and 16 hockey team right now, and we got to win hockey games. And yeah, we'll be fine that way. I mean, there's pressure in everything you do. So I'm just, you know, glad we're turning the corner and guys are starting to figure out what it takes to win.
Well, 8-16 doesn't come off to say, oh wow, but it's a heck of a lot better than 5-15.
Right, Yeah.
Started in the right direction. What do you do? Most coaches probably would take a couple days off during the break here, but what do you do? Well, what comes up in the next month besides the kids just trying to win some hockey games?
Well, I want to be real detailed on our plan coming right after break, make sure that our practices are structured and we get into a little bit more of a routine as far as what we're doing each day of the week and guys know what they can expect when they get to the rink. But at the same point, I'll be out scouting and looking for players over break, you know, for the future and, you know, guys that may be ready for this year.
More changes with this team underway. Are you happy with where things sit?
I'm extremely pleased right now with these guys. The biggest thing for me, as long as you do things the right way and you work hard, you're going to have a job and you're going to be able to play for us, and guys are doing that right now. And I'm not looking to overhaul this hockey team. I think we can win with the talent we have here, and that's the plan.
Well, Josh, I know it's a crazy week. It's been a crazy time for you, but it helps when a couple wins get under your belt. You get the sense that maybe some of these changes right out of the gate are working.
Well, the biggest thing we needed is the guys to buy in, and there's nothing easier for them to buy into than winning. So, you know, you see the results of us coming out and scoring some goals, and then I think most importantly, the guys are having fun. You know, they're enjoying the pace of the game. They're enjoying the style that we're playing, and, you know, you get guys to have fun and work hard, and they can do a lot of things they didn't think they could do, you know, a month ago.
You got to go on the road Saturday to a team that you just demolished. They're going to have a little edge to them. What do you want for this final game before the break Saturday?
I really want to send a message to the whole league that we're for real, that we're not just a couple games here and there, that every night you play us, you know, we're not going to win every night, but you're going to get a solid effort, and you're going to a team that comes right at you. We're going to play fast, and we're going to play hard.
Well, Josh, we appreciate you coming down for the first time as the head coach and the general manager on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll do it numerous times throughout the rest of the season and get things pointed in the right direction, because I know that's what everybody hopes. As we've said, it's such a big picture thing, but winning gets more people there, makes it more fun, and then things start to happen for this program.
Right, that's the biggest thing. I mean, the fans that are there and you know, a Tuesday night, Friday and Saturday night, they've been unbelievable, and the support we've seen so far, it's outstanding. So if we can, you know, keep building on that, I mean, it's a fun place to be on a, you know, Friday or Saturday.
Josh, thanks for stopping down. Now go select some all-clad cookware to take home to your wife. Let's go.
All right. Thank you very much.
Here at Look What's Cooking on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center until 1 o'clock. We had hockey last night at the event center. Friday night, we've got cage fighting. Still have a pair of tickets left here at Look What's Cooking, so come on in. See us. We're towards the back where they do all the live cooking, because that's where Daddy enjoys his prime rib at. But come by, see us before 1, and we'll get you some cage fighting tickets. When we come back, more on the Doug and Daddy Show. Plus, we've got Russ Hochstein coming up in the last half hour from the Denver Broncos, so stay with us.
Hilltop Mall in Kearney wants to take this time to wish good friends and customers like you a joyous holiday season. Happy shopping and have a wonderful new year.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars, and two bottles of wine for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet, all at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
Don't miss Cage Fighting in Kearney, featuring UFC fighters. Resurrection Fighting Alliance presents professional mixed martial arts at Kearney's Viero Event Center, Friday, December 16th. Get some of the world's top fighters, including former UFC champion Jens Pulver, UFC bad boy Gilbert Evel, and legendary referee Big John McCarthy. Tickets available online at kearneyevents.com or call 308-338-8011. It's Cage Fighting in Kearney at the Viero Event Center, Friday, December 16th, 7 p.m.
The Midway Auto Dealership's PBR Challenge is blowing into the Buffalo County Fairgrounds Expo Center Saturday, December 17th. Brought to you in part by Cellar Bar & Grill, Sapp Brothers, Rouse Rakes, Mid-Nebraska Chemical, Taco John's, Casey's General Store, New West Sports Medicine, and H&H Distributing. The world's best bull riders will square off with some of the rankest bulls in captivity. Get your tickets now at JR's Western or at the Buffalo County Fair Office. Don't miss it.
At the Good Samaritan Society, caring is more than a job or a career. It's a way of life. It's the privilege of playing a profound role in people's lives and feeling as blessed by their presence as they are by yours. It's the belief that everyone deserves to feel loved and valued and be treated with respect, both residents and staff alike. For more information, visit www.good-sam.com. Good Samaritan Society, Hastings Village.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week, the perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now and winning? If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Party into 2012 at the Kearney Ramada Inn. Pick and choose your entertainment, the band Sidekick, and the Elephant's Eye Bar. The Kearney Ramada Inn has taken care of your New Year's Eve fun. $25 includes party favors and a champagne toast at midnight to ring in 2012. Prime rib dinner buffet, $17.95, includes salad, sides, and desserts. Make it an overnight stay at the Kearney Ramada Inn. New Year's Eve rooms as low as $129. Come a day early or stay a day later and get 50% off your stay for that night. The Kearney Ramada Inn, the best place in town for New Year's Eve.
During the holiday season, more than ever, our thoughts turn gratefully to those who have made our progress possible. Thank you and best wishes for the holiday season and Happy New Year from your friends and neighbors at the First Bank and Trust in Minden. Member FDIC.
We'll see lingering cloudiness this afternoon as temperatures stay steady around 40. Northwest winds develop around 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, skies will turn partly cloudy with a low at 22. I'm meteorologist Paul Frambley. Right now, it's 36.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary.
And back on the Doug and Daddy Show, we're live at Look What's Cooking. You about got that prime rib polished off. What do you think?
Here, hold on. I got to take one more bite.
Really? Good Lord. Like I need you eating on the air. What?
Excelente.
That's what I thought. Daddy has two bites left. I've got three bites down. What does that tell you what happens during the Doug and Daddy Show?
Well, you're concentrating over there and visiting with customers, and I'm eating.
I know. There's only one thing you do. That's eat. And Mike, is so great to have us down here and enjoy some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And Mike, slide back on in here for the folks that didn't get a chance to hear you maybe in the first hour of the program. So many things here we've been talking about. You want something that's going to last a lifetime, not 2 years. You want something that's going to last 20 years, not 6 months. Quality cookware here, and maybe that's not what you're in the market for. Maybe you just need something off the gadget wall, anything that you could put in your kitchen with your grill, maybe a gift card if you just don't know, because some folks already come in here and go,
I want to hit,
oh,
hit on the mats.
Well, you walked in and you said something, you kind of went, ooh, there's a mat we carry that's called a wellness mat. They're an anti-fatigue mat. They're a closed cell foam. They have sold beyond my wildest dreams. I got 30-some in last week. I ordered 15 more last week. I ordered 15 more yesterday. I get the thing all the time. Well, she's got everything, or he's got everything. You know, they could always use, I got a couple pieces of nice cutlery there, and I think Daddy just about lost his thumb on one of those. But these anti-fatigue mats are something great for somebody who has everything. You know, Daddy asked earlier, I don't know if it'll cure a headache, but it might help. I don't know.
how many different shun knives are there?
Oh, I've probably got about 10 or 12 different ones, from a paring to a utility to a bread knife to a 5-inch Santoku to a 7-inch Santoku, a 6-inch chef's, 8-inch chef's. We got a ton of stuff here. If you can imagine, there's several $100,000 worth of kitchen stuff in here right now. So don't go get online. Come downtown Kearney. We'll help you out.
Hey, it's just maybe you don't know what you want. All the fine folks here are going to show you what works best for you. They're going to keep you on budget, and they're going to get you the very best there is, because that's all, as we go look around the store as we do today and as we have in the past, it's all good.
Now, you've got the thermometer we talked about earlier. When you said go kick back, does it show up on a little remote deal? We got that away from our deal?
I've got some coming, but this one's on a remote cord. It's on a leash for you guys.
There you go.
Dog-oriented. And
there you go.
You park it by your oven, and so you never have to open your oven, or you never have to open your grill, like if you're doing a pork loin or something. And I showed you when I took off the prime rib, it said 283 degrees, I think the oven was, and the prime rib was 130. I know when you cut in yours, it moved a little, but that's the way you ordered it.
No, that's fine. That's very, very fine.
And we don't normally have food here, but like I said, I was bribed by Daddy. He said, if you feed me, I'll come down.
Well, Russ Hochstein is going to join us from the Broncos, and you're going to talk to him so I can eat.
There you go. I'm looking forward to that. But was it all clad that you cooked us?
Yeah, we've got a roaster. We got an all clad roaster with a rack and the lifting forks. We've got those for $40 off while they last. We've got the thermometers. We've got a Wusthof slicing knife that'll just carve through that thing like warm butter. And like we said earlier, if you don't know what to get them, if you walk in here with that deer in the headlights look, there's no shame in a gift card or ask for some help.
You know, maybe Dad carved up a, you know, maybe the wants something to clean a pheasant with. Maybe wants to flay a fish. You got fillet knives right over there too.
We got fillet knives. We've got game shears. We've got olive oil. We've got balsamic vinegar. Another thing we didn't talk about is, you know, the gals like this, and you're getting to the time of year. Somebody who's got everything. We've got a ton of specialty food from corn relish to scone mixes.
Scones. Maybe Muffy's coming over to the party. We'll have some scones and a glass of champagne.
That's up to you.
Okay then. All right. A glass of bubbly and some scones.
You haven't been married that long, have you?
Whatever a scone is, they've got it here.
Okay, there you go. Well, for you, we've got muffins, okay? You're from Bertrand.
There you go. Yeah, for us folks from Bertrand, muffins. Muffins will suffice.
So come on down. We'll fix you up. And like I said, if you want to get your significant other something that's going to last them a long time and you won't have to worry about returning it or whatever, come down and check us out. We've got a lot of good stuff for you.
Well, Mike, thanks for having us. We're here until 1 o'clock. As we said, you're here all the time for the folks. And Look What's Cooking on the Bricks downtown Kearney. Thanks so much.
You bet. Thanks for having us. We're open until 8 Thursday night and 8 every night next week, Monday through Friday. So come down and see us.
Oh, that might be for some people that haven't got a lot of their Christmas gifts by yet.
Well, yeah, you don't usually see many guys in here on the 14th of December. We're about a week too early yet. So my joke is to be done shopping, I'd have to have started. So.
Yeah, I hear you. That's way too close to home, Mike. Thanks so much. Come down and see us, folks, at Look What's Cooking here on the Bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. And we're going to be back with more right after this. Time out.
This is the Big Red Report with Sean Callahan on Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550. Brought to you by TNL Irrigation. See the TNL difference at TLIRR.com or visit a TNL dealer near you.
Are you tired of electric pivot hassles with gearboxes, micro switches, unexpected repairs, and safety concerns? Only TNL Pivot Systems use safe, proven hydrostatic drive technology that eliminates these hassles. Get lasting value and decades of dependability. Call your TNL dealer or visit TNL's website today. TNLs are easier on you and use proven hydraulic technology that works.
Everything from the latest surgical procedures to designer frames and sunglasses. At Lind Eye Care and Optical, we're focused on you. Doctors Diana Lind, Pat Bierbauer, and Betsy Turk promise you the latest in care. And at Lind Eye Care and Optical, we have the most up-to-date styles in eyewear all under one roof. Focused on your vision, focused on your style. Call 308-236-8500 or visit us on the corner of 41st Street and 7th Avenue in Kearney. At Lind Eye Care and Optical, we're focused on you.
Well, today's Husker Radio Report, I'm Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com. Things are really picking up for Nebraska this week in recruiting as the Huskers are set to possibly host 7 official visitors in Lincoln. And one of the surprise recruits Nebraska will get a visit from is LSU 4-star linebacker commit Toshiro Davis. And, you know, it's almost kind of fitting because LSU got Husker commit Deion Jones to decommit from Nebraska to the Tigers. And now the Huskers will bring in one of LSU's prize recruits this weekend to Lincoln. It remains to be seen, though, just how open Davis is with his recruiting process. I'm sure this weekend in Lincoln will go a long way in telling us where his commitment to the Tigers stands. Another high-profile target who told us yesterday he'll visit Lincoln this weekend is 3-star Edwardsville, Illinois defensive tackle Vincent Valentine, who was originally scheduled to visit Nebraska back in November. Reporting with the Nebraska football team in Lincoln, I'm Sean Callahan of Husker Online.
The Big Red Report with Sean Callahan each day on Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 has been brought to you by TNL Irrigation. See the TNL difference at TLIRR.com or visit a TNL dealer near you.
The holiday season is upon us. That means turkey dinners, snuggling by the fireplace, late night Christmas lights, and quality time with friends and family. Here at the Midway Auto Dealerships, we enjoy the very same things and understand your time this holiday season is more valuable than ever. And that's why we're committed to our exclusive Midway hassle-free advantage. Our lowest price on every vehicle every day, 1 year free maintenance, complimentary vehicle history reports, car washes for life, the largest selection of vehicles in central Nebraska, and much more. At Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, our goal is simple. Save you time and money this holiday season. Whether you're looking for a quality certified pre-owned or a brand new vehicle, be sure to save yourself time and money by experiencing Midway's hassle-free advantage. Home of the big city discounts and selection without the big city hassles. Visit the Midway Auto Dealerships on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 3.25%, APR 3.59%. Call Quicken Loans at 800-970-2611. That's 800-970-2611.
Call us for cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This year, more and more holiday dinners will be starring Boar's Head Sweet Slice Ham. Because lightly smoked sweet slice is without question the highest quality ham you can serve your guests. But why just make your guests happy? After dinner, save the leftovers for yourself. Or invite over some friends to watch the game with amazing sweet slice ham sandwiches. We guarantee you'll never hear so much cheering for a ham. Boar's Head Sweet Slice Ham. Compromise elsewhere.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on our two-hour program today on this Wednesday from Look What's Cooking on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, where the place is filling up. We gave away some more tickets. Congratulations to Terry. Congratulations to Misty. Congratulations to those folks for picking up the tickets here today for cage fighting. And you know what? Let's do something nice so you don't necessarily always have to come in to Look What's Cooking. Maybe you're not in Kearney right now. We want to give you a chance to win some Resurrection Fighting Alliance Mixed Martial Arts, the MMA cage fighting tickets going on Friday night at the Viero Events Center. Let's see. You got a good question that you wanted to ask today, Daddy?
Well, I don't. I do not have
we're
a question.
We're going to do that in a moment. We're going to give away those tickets in a moment because I just saw Merritt back at the studio going, oh. Got to get ready here. So, Daddy, while you're out enjoying all the bowl games and the NFL playoffs are getting hot and heated here, we're getting ready to go in, and the family's going to be rolling in, and you're going to have a ton of people at the house, maybe you can sneak a few of them out to Cunningham's.
Well, that's perfect because they got all the TVs set to your favorite sports at Cunningham's. Plus, you can eat lunch now, Cunningham's Journal, every day. It's food that any sports fan would give two thumbs up to. Pizza prime ribs been my latest deal. Prime rib sandwich has been excellent. You've been with the Juicy Lucy lately. But they've got what you need, brisket sandwiches, or get some munchables like sliders or hot wings. Check it out today, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft. Plus, remember every Husker game, even basketball games. They'll throw you a red special out there. They'll give you the big-ass beer special. They've got it all. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, the place to be for sports, live entertainment, and now lunch, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to be catching up with Russ Hochstein of the Denver Broncos after their great start. Oh, wait, it wasn't a great start. Then they brought in Tim Tebow, and it got great.
You know, right when they got ready to go on their great start, we were talking about the Oakland Raiders. Remember that? And you know, when everybody was thinking, the Oakland Raiders this, the Raiders are back. Now one team's went one direction, the other team's went another direction. What's that spread on the... Do we have the spread up for the Broncos? Is it still 6?
Yeah, let's go with that. Let's give away those cage fighting tickets right now. And 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776 is the phone number. If you have not won anything from us so far this week, this is your opportunity to. And here is the question. How much is South Carolina favored by over Nebraska right now? We've talked about it on the show throughout the week. What is the spread? It has changed a little bit. We go to one source, doesn't matter what it is, it's the one we always use. How much is South Carolina favored by over by against Nebraska right now? If you know the answer, give us a buzz at 888-455-ESPN. That's 888-455-3776. 1-800-636-7676. When we come back, Russ Hochstein of the Denver Broncos, former Husker, will join us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
ESPN Superstation. Sports Center.
Good afternoon. I'm Mike Will, the Sports Center update on ESPN. Fort Hays State beat the Nebraska Kearney women's basketball team 63-50 last night at the Helton Sports Center. The Tigers hit 7 3-pointers in the ballgame and had a +21 rebounding margin. The Loopers dropped to 0-9 in the season and will play Colorado School of Mines and Colorado Christian coming up this weekend. The Tri-City Storm beat the Sioux City Musketeers 7-1 last night at the Vieiro Event Center. Phoenix Copley stopped 42 of 43 shots in the win while his teammates sealed the deal with 5 unanswered goals in the third period. It's a second straight win for the Storm. They'll face the Musketeers again this Saturday, but this time in Sioux City. Nebraska Kearney senior left tackle Stephen Gooden out of Hastings High finished third in the Super Regional 3 voting for the Gene Upshaw Award. The award goes to the top offensive or defensive lineman in Division II. Gooden earned first-team All-Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference honors this season. Offensive lineman Tom Van Hott out of Hastings College has been named to the AFCA NAIA Coaches All-America football team. Van Hott helped lead the Broncos to a 6-4 record this year, 5-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. He played his high school ball at Omaha Gross. Patrick Opperman hit 2 free throws with 7 seconds remaining last night to give Hastings High a 47-46 victory over Columbus. The Tigers rallied from a 7-point deficit in the final 4 minutes to claim their second straight victory. Hastings High head coach Scott Rosno says his team made the plays at the end to finish this one out.
Some of the things that we did throughout the game, we bent a little bit on those, but we did not break. And then I think some of the same things that we were doing throughout the game were some of the same things that benefited us down the stretch. We continued to try to go inside, and we continued to try to use our press. And those two things ended up paying off down the end.
Cade Wilkie led the way with 12 points. Opperman finished with 11. Hastings is now 2-2. They'll play at York coming up on Saturday. Hastings High girls lost to Columbus 69-44. The Tigers got outscored 16-4 in the second quarter. Marika Van Bronklin had 12 points for Hastings. Zoe Mays pitched in with 11. Hastings is now 0-4. They'll play at York on Saturday. Chanel Farmer and Jamie Williams combined for 29 points to lead Hastings St. Cecilia to a 67-31 over Wood River last night. Farmer finished with 15. Williams added 14 as St. Cecilia improved to 3-1. The Hawkins will play at Sandy Creek next Thursday. Elsewhere in girls basketball from last night, Dorchester rolled past Harvard 51-31. Fillmore Central blasted Thayer Central 56-16. Superior upended Franklin 45-20. Heartland Lutheran beat McCool Junction 47-15. Kearney Catholic defeated Ravenna 72-55. Kennesaw beat Amherst 39-19. Grand Island Northwest got by Kearney 37-30. And Shelton beat Gibbon 52-39. That's a sports update. I'm Mike Will.
Shop Menards for great deals on all of your holiday needs. Save big on gifts, decorations, home decor, and much more. Be ready for holiday cleanups with Libman products. Choose from a Wonder Mop with a washable head or large angle broom, just $4.44 each after rebate. Plus, pick up a 15-pack of Bounty basic paper towels for just $9.98. Saving you big money on all your holiday needs, Menards.
Warm season's greetings to you all from Menards.
Get. Boom, 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 gotta get. Boom, 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 gotta get. Boom, 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 gotta get.
And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. We have a special guest. It's been mania in one city across the NFL landscape. That's been in Denver, where I'm sure he's sick of hearing Tebow time. He's probably buying 15 jerseys for all his family back in Nebraska. But Russ Hochstein, number 71, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Russ, welcome back to the show. Thanks so much for the time today. And how's your body feeling?
Well, we're feeling good, buddy. Anytime you get wins, and I think we've had 6 in a row, I feel pretty good, and I think my teammates do too.
Are you tired of hearing Tebow time?
I'll tell you what, I'll listen to anything as long as we're winning. So it doesn't matter if we have to hear about Tebow or Tebow mania or anything that goes along with it. Tim's a great guy, and we're winning, and everyone's happy, it doesn't matter what they're talking about. Just let's keep doing the same things we've been doing.
You know, it's kind of crazy because you've been around quarterbacks that have been in the spotlight. You spend any amount of time with the New England Patriots, Tom Brady, flamboyant. Everybody wants a picture of the guy. one of those crazy media sensation types, and then you've got the fan sensation in Tim Tebow. How what's the differences and the likenesses to both of those guys?
Well, Tim has such a following from when he was in college and all the things he was a part of at Florida, and it's really ran over into the NFL and ramped up even higher. Where, you know, Tom came in on relatively unknown early on and then made a name for himself. So they're a little bit different on that end of it, but they both right now are well known and popular, and everybody wants a piece of them. And they're both successful. So I'll take it for what it is, and just keep on winning, baby.
Well, you're protected, both those guys. You're probably plenty popular yourself, aren't you?
I doubt that, my friend. The only place I'm popular is with my family.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. As long as they like it.
That's the life of an offensive lineman, and I like it that way, and I hope they keep it that way.
All right. Everybody hears the verbiage on NFL films and stuff. What's more complicated, New England Patriot offense or this Denver offense?
I don't know. They both have their complications. They both have certain aspects that can be complicated. You know, the NFL is the NFL. You know, it doesn't seem to matter what offense you're in. Everyone has their twists, and they tweak offenses the way they want them. So, you know, it is what it is. You know, all I can do is execute what they call, and I think most of my teammates would say the same thing. We'll just figure it out as we go, and we're having a lot of fun with it.
Russ Hochstein, number 71 for the Denver Broncos, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, live on ESPN Radio. Russ, I guess next question I've got for you, maybe a little bit off the beaten path, but one thing that's really kept you in the NFL has been your versatility. You've played tight end, you played fullback at times. I mean, that's been a while ago, but you can play all the offensive line positions. How difficult is that to adapt to?
You know, at first, when you're first learning things, it is hard to move from position to position. Guard certainly is interchangeable because you have to be able, if you know it one way, you better know it the other way. You know, center is a little different, and tackle is obviously a completely different beast out there. And then obviously you're tight end, fullback, there's a lot of stuff you got to know there. But, you know, I've been blessed to play a while, and I got to learn everything as I went. And I had some good coaches along the way. I've been very blessed in that area. And I enjoyed learning it, and I enjoyed playing the different positions. That's, to me, was fun, you know, to go and do those, be fullback, be a tight end, and knowing I'll probably never get the ball thrown to me. But it was fun, you know, and you get help your team any which way you can, and it is all about the W's at the end of the day. Everyone wants to get a win, and that's what drives this whole thing. So, you know, as long as I can help and continue to do that for my teammates, that's what it's all about.
11th year in the NFL. You mentioned you've been able to play a while. You probably never saw 11 years. When you and Kaiser were out having a cool one after your senior year in Nebraska, I mean, you probably didn't think about 11 years down the road, but you certainly didn't think you'd still be playing in the NFL, did you?
No, we would maybe have a cool barley pop from time to time after our senior year, but I never imagined I'd probably get this long, and I love every minute of it, and love to keep playing if it's possible, and help another team, whatever team that may be in the future. So I'm enjoying every minute of it, and this has been a blast. And it's been a very unique year here in Colorado, and we've loved every minute of it.
Now, I heard Coach Fox after the game on, I think it was the coach's deal last night on the NFL Network, say, "We'll see you Wednesday." When he announces that after the game, means you guys got a couple days off. Do you even know who you're playing this Sunday?
Yes, I do. It is a place that I spend a lot of time at, so definitely know where we're playing this weekend. But, no, we get a little time off on Monday and Tuesday, and it's nice when you hear those. And we all put so much into this, so it's nice to get away from it for a day or so, and then back to work again.
Any extra motivation going against New England?
No, I wouldn't say that. I it's not the first game I've had since I've been away from New England playing against them, so it is what it is. I still know a lot of guys that are in that organization, and so it's fun to play them. I can guarantee you that. and it would be nice to get a W, I can tell you that.
How good's Von Miller?
Very good. I think you can just turn on game film and you'll see it for yourself.
You know what? We got a chance to meet him at Big 12 Media Days a couple of years ago, and he looked the part, and he certainly looks the part on Sundays. People forget that the defense is playing really well for you guys as well to keep you around in these ball games until the late magic can happen.
He absolutely, and Vaughn is a big part of that. You know, they our defense is kind of the unsung hero. They have been playing very good football as of late, and Vaughn is a huge part of that. I mean, when you have to go out there, and if you're a tackle and you know you have to play against Elvis and Vaughn, that's not really a great day, I don't think. So I know a lot of people probably worry when they get to those games, but those guys have been playing really well, and that defense altogether has been playing awesome.
Anybody in the NFL you've ever saw with a bigger leg than Matt Prater? Janikowski, maybe?
I tell you what, he's definitely one of the top I've ever seen with a leg. He's got a pretty big leg, and he's pretty confident. And being at home, he punched some big ones last week, and I hope he continues to do so.
Six in a row, when you guys are walking off the field shaking hands, what are the opposing players saying to you?
I tell you what, to watch momentum swing the way it has the last few weeks, late in games, it's been great for us, obviously. And you look across the sideline sometimes, you look over there, and they're just thinking, what is going on here? You know, we're finding a way. I don't care how or why, but we're finding a way, and let's just keep doing it.
All right, for fans heading out there, where's your favorite place to eat at after a game?
My favorite place to eat at is probably on my grill.
Well, nothing wrong with that.
A burger or steak on the grill, it's always a good thing, but there's a lot of good places out to eat, and Denver's a great town, and the fans are awesome, and they're supporting the heck out of us. We're loving every minute of it.
Have you bought any 15 jerseys?
Have I bought it? No, I have not had to buy any 15 jerseys yet. Tim is a nice enough guy. He's always pretty gracious to sign things. But I'm glad I haven't had to do that very much.
Russ, we appreciate catching up with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks so much for the time today. Buddy, keep up the great work. It's been a fun ride to follow, and I know it's got to be a lot of fun being right in the middle of it.
It's been awesome, and you guys have a great day, and try and get your old buddy Kaiser on there once in a while.
Hey, buddy. We will try and do that. Thanks, Russ. You're the best.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks, Russ. Russ Hochstein.
He's a lot of fun. He's a great guy.
Thanks for doing that so I could eat my food.
Well, you know, that's the little things I do, Doug, and we have a lot of fun. And you know, with our buddy Lauren Kaiser, has buddies like him, Kyle Vandenbosch, that we've had on before. But it's fun to catch up with somebody that's having a lot of success right now. And
by the way,
six in a row on a roll.
You said Vandenbosch. I came across this the other day on one of the many sites. For all you YouTubers, Aaron Rodgers' imitation of Kyle Vandenbosch. Vandenbosch is a little bit different cat on the field, apparently. You want to YouTube this. You know, he actually sacked Aaron Rodgers. He actually hit Aaron Rodgers, and then he lays on him, and he's talking to him. I got you good. And it's pretty funny because Rodgers goes, yeah, you'll probably get flagged too. No, I got you good. He gets up, and he got flagged. It's just a little not even two-minute YouTube thing. Aaron Rodgers, Kyle Vandenbosch. Oh, my goodness, folks. Hey, glad to have you along with us here. We're at Look What's Cooking till the top of the hour. We've taken our Midway Auto Group broadcast booth on the road, but Midway is always there for you on South 2nd Avenue. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Both of their lots has hassle-free pricing. And wouldn't we love to have that on everything this time of the year? Hassle-free. Can you imagine walking into any place looking for a gift? Hassle-free. There it is. Boom. Here, out the door.
There you go.
You know what? You think about that as your Christmas shopping. That's what it's like when you're buying a brand new or pre-owned car, truck, SUV from our friends, of course, going on at Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, at Midway and the Midway Auto Group. Folks, all you have to do is look right out the window. There's the price. That way you don't have to worry about, oh, I'm going to chew him down $500, or I'm going to take him down, or he's sticking it to me. No, no. Hassle-free pricing. It's there for you, and that's why they do it. It makes it better for all their customers. And if you need more information, go to their website. You can see a lot of the vehicles on their lots online at thinkmidway.com. thinkmidway.com. Glad to have you along with us as we wrap up a Wednesday Doug and Daddy show. As we said, tomorrow on the program, we're staying with little Cage Fighting.
You know, Big John McCarthy, he's one of the best in the business, and we told you last week on a Saturday he was the one in the ring with John the Bones Jones when he defended his title, and he was now going from 18,000 people screaming and yelling to hopefully having a great crowd at the Kearney Event Center for RFA Fighting coming Friday night, Kearney Event Center. You will not want to miss that.
So that's what's going on. Also tomorrow, Jeff Erickson from RotoWire to answer your fantasy football questions if you were fortunate enough to make it out of the first round. Tony, you know, sometimes we're in a league or two together, and some of us didn't make the playoffs. But on those websites, it plays them out on some of them. It plays them all out. So if you're last in your league, you still are in a consolation bracket. And I looked at the guy who I believe was last in our league, and he scored like 139 points and hadn't even touched by far his highest total of the year and one of the highest totals that anybody had had this year in a non-PPR league.
Well,
I just chuckled.
Yeah, you know, then I get Gronkowski, who has 32 points, and I lose by 2 points. So he needed 35. What's wrong with him?
Well, you got to coach better. You got to coach him up, son. So you're out, huh?
I'm done.
You're out. Down to the final four for a lot of folks this weekend. You may have a few questions. You may still have to go pick somebody up off the waiver wire, which would get tough this time of year. But you know what? This is last year at this time, James Starks, he's the next big thing.
Yeah.
And he had one or two games, and then you never heard from him again this year because they still can't run the ball, even though Ryan Grant got his first two touchdowns of the year last week. I had him. That was great.
On your bench?
Yeah. Well, no, I didn't. I was out.
Oh,
I didn't make the playoffs because I had Ryan Grant as one of my running backs. Clown. 17 different people have scored for the Packers this year, and your starting running back finally got in the end zone. What?
Well, that's why many people, including yourself, don't think that team can make a run through the playoffs and get to the Super Bowl.
I don't think they're going to win it. I think somebody gets to Rodgers. Somebody somehow, some way. They found a way. The Giants found a way to get to Brady and win a Super Bowl. I don't think you can win it. Their defense isn't great, and they can't run the ball. How in the world are they undefeated? Somebody clips them. Somebody has to, or else you lose a little faith in the other teams that played them in the National Football League.
That remains to be seen. Certainly Kansas City doesn't look like they're the ones to do it.
Don't forget, folks, all of our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show, taken care of by our friends at BK. Come in and try one of the BK toppers, the Chef's Choice Burger. Three toppers to choose from, two locations in Kearney to choose from. Also, BK in Lexington, Cozad at North Platte. We'll be back to wrap it up after this.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
What are you looking for in a pharmacy?
I work downtown, so I need a pharmacy close to my job.
I'm busy with my kids and a job, so I need a pharmacy that's fast with no waiting.
I have a grandparent who is in a wheelchair, so I need a pharmacy with free delivery.
I'm a college student, and I'm on my own for the first time. I need a pharmacy that'll explain things and answer my questions.
Locally owned, ABC Drug Health Mart Pharmacy is the pharmacy for you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, as we have made it through another program, and want to thank Mike and the gang here at Look What's Cooking, and we want to let you know, I mean, not that they just took care of us while we were down here, but they want to take care of you at Look What's Cooking. It's the holiday time, and don't just remember them at holiday time, because they've got so many things that are going to help you when it gets to be the grilling season. We had our prime rib from Troutman's. As we said, if you're going to get the good food, you just as well fix it outstanding. And we've talked about the knives. We've talked about the great cookware. We've talked about the long-lasting durability. And Mike joins us one more time here, Daddy, to kind of wrap things up on our Doug and Daddy Show.
Well, Mike, what do you think? Anything we missed today?
No, it looks like you got your fill of prime ribs. So.
Yes, I did. Troutman's, by the way.
Yeah, Carrie fixed me up with that. So
I don't think he realized that he put the rest of it under his shirt. He's
yes, it's...
No comment.
Things are going everywhere.
So, no, like these guys have talked about, and like we said, come on down. If you want to get some quality stuff for your significant other, whether that's cookware, whether that's food, whether it's a new spatula, whether...
How do you say the Le Creuset?
Le Creuset. Those are colored enameled cast iron pot that are made in France. They're quite expensive. I sell them, dozens of them. You can see on that south wall I got...
Yes, you're ready to go.
Ready to go. So come
on down. Maybe you want to boil lobster up. That'd be a perfect pot to do it in.
You bring it, I'll boil it.
There you go.
That sounds like a good payback. And as we said, there's so many great items here from $1.50 to a whole lot more. But if it's a whole lot more, it's because it's going to last you a lifetime. And you've had, as you said, I thought the thing that kind of stood out to me, you've been here over 4 years and nobody has brought back any of the all-clad cookware because they were unsatisfied with it or that there was a problem with it.
We don't get many returns because we sell good stuff to start with, and that's what we hang our hat on. So we'd like you to come on down and check it out.
That's what makes a difference. Look what's cooking downtown Kearney on the bricks, about a block and a half north of the tracks.
Something like that, yeah,
right,
that'll find you.
Right in there.
Why don't
on the
you
west
walk
side?
It off after we get out of here?
No, I can't.
Well, you should. You've had the prime rib, you know.
You should.
A little walk.
No, the doctor said once you eat prime rib, you're supposed to get a three-hour nap in right away.
I can imagine.
Don't know that'll be enough for you, Daddy, but hey, give her a go.
Well, you got enough cookie cutters there?
Oh, yeah. We'll fix you up. You need a turkey or you are what you eat, you know.
There you go. I'd like two stars and maybe a Christmas tree.
Daddy, just grab the blender and get home and do what you do best.
There you go. There you go.
Mike, happy holidays. Thanks for having Doug and Daddy down.
Thanks,
here.
You guys. Come back again. I'll feed you.
Love to. We'll sneak in here. No doubt about it. I got a lobster down,
it sounds like.
Well, I think that would be a good idea. Let's get on out of here. Jeff Merritt back at the studios tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. We've got another pair of tickets to PBR on Saturday to give away. Got a couple more sets of tickets to the RFA Mixed Martial Arts cage fighting matches at the Viero Event Center on Friday and tomorrow. Big John McCarthy joins us, who's going to be refereeing the main events tomorrow, the last two fights. Also, Jeff Erickson from RotoWire to answer your fantasy football questions. So email us your questions now, and we'll have them for tomorrow. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperStation.com. We want to thank our guests today, and there was a great list. Russ Hochstein of the Denver Broncos, Tim Elliott, who is fighting Jens Pulver in the main event on Friday night, Josh Howji, the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, also, Kevin Chaney, UNK women's basketball coach, and Grand Island wrestling coach Mike Shadwinkle. If you miss any of it, or if you miss any of our shows, maybe you catch an interview, maybe a coach that you didn't know was going to be on, go to our podcast at ESPNSuperStation.com.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. It's Doug and Daddy on ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.